I mean, it's not all chirping birds. There's got to be concerns here. You heat up the ionosphere enough to burn up an ICBM or all ICBMs coming in.
Guys, this might be a good time to digress for a second and go back and talk about putting a hole in the ionosphere and,
okay,
and doing an MBA.
Moon bounce.
Yes, there you go.
The in 2001, the HARP site had talked about doing moon bounces. And in the late 60s, the ham radio operators discovered that they could send a signal to the moon, bounce it off the moon, and hit the other side of the planet,
mm-hmm,
of Earth,
mm-hmm,
and essentially communicate with someone on the opposite side of the planet. Well, this, of course, couldn't take place until they started doing moon bounces.
Mm-hmm.
So HARP tried this in 2001 and supposedly were successful at doing it. In order to do this, you need to put a hole in the ionosphere and send your signal through the hole.
So they bounced non-traditional frequencies, frequencies that would normally bounce off the ionosphere and or be absorbed by it. They bounced those kinds of frequencies off the moon?
Well, you have to blow a hole through the ionosphere first.
Yes.
And then send a secondary signal. So that would implicitly command a second system.
Whew. So they did that in 2001.
In 2001. And in order to do that, you have to steer the signal. And in order to steer the signal, you need three arrays.
You were alluding to that previously. The one that had been, you said, shut down, perhaps the best one of all. Is it really shut down, my listeners are asking?
Well, they were saying it was never built. But something's been built up there.
Well, Guy, this might be a good time to invite the listeners to take a look at that website and the fractalizations that...
Oh, yes, the camouflage.
Yeah, I think you...
The website can be found. It's the first link on the superforce.com site.
For those of the listeners following this.
And on that page, we show how HARP can essentially be gone. It's still there, but it's under camouflage, and you wouldn't be able to tell if you were flying a plane 60 feet over it.
All right, so you're
much
saying...
like Roadrunner Road out your way.
Uh-huh. So you're saying that the installation... could be there and not there.
Probably within the Poker Flat region. According to the HARP information from the U.S. Air Force, U.S. Navy,
uh-huh,
it should have been built at the Poker Flat region, not
uh-huh
in the area it is in Alaska.
Hmm.
But this is all conjecture. We're not sure. And those examples on the website, those are just illustrations and shouldn't be taken as gospel.
Okay. Dr. Nick Begich is somebody I've interviewed on the subject of HARP. He believes that there is a part of this technology that could be used, for example, aimed and used to confuse, mentally confuse, troops on a battlefield. You could aim it at an enemy's troops before the war ever began and turn them into blithering idiots, basically. In other words, affect them biologically.
I don't know if you can turn them into blithering idiots, but you could impart of some kind of...
I exaggerate a little. But anyway, affect them mentally, profoundly.
At this point, I don't know if profoundly might be the capability that's there. I definitely believe that they could increase the positive ion ratios to overdose these people in positive ions. And that has a series of psychological... detrimental effects on people. It takes the fight out of soldiers.
Well,
it doesn't make them a bunch of blithering idiots, though.
Well, ELF, very low combinations of frequencies, though, have been shown, haven't they, to do very weird things to biology.
Joe?
I think that the listeners can go to a website, viewzone.com/harp.exec.html, and get that answer.
Huh. I bet 1 in 100 got that.
On our website.
It is linked?
I think that's on our website.
That's on the website. Okay. Viewzone.com, HARP, exec.html. That gives you all the frequency ranges. And anybody that knows about physiology, you can make your own determinations with regard to impact.
Okay, I was also told that HARP is doing some interesting things in terms of the way it affects the ionosphere, that they send audio tones, perhaps two tones, let us imagine, that beat together. And then the sum and the difference of that beat are also produced And in that way, they're able to get to such an ultra-low frequency that they can begin to cause some sort of domino kind of effect in the ionosphere. Is this something you can talk about?
I don't recognize that to be factual in as much as those frequency ranges are between 70 and 150 hertz in ELF. So combination of those frequencies or stimulation would not in itself cause anything audible, in that we hear between 400 and 800 hertz.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, what you're talking about would emanate, we wouldn't be able to hear it. Our human physiology just can't hear that.
But again, it could have an effect on biological things. I mean, ELF in certain ways does, right?
Absolutely. I would agree that it, perhaps the intercellular fluid, for example, and if the person had eaten, for example, a high sodium content that day, well, it's common knowledge that the different elements found on the periodic table respond and couple and yield in different frequency ranges. Now, theoretically, if a person had eaten a lot of salt or had a pizza and was impacted somewhere between 70 to 150 hertz ELF, okay, it might cause something, but we don't know what.
Uh-huh.
And I haven't seen anything to lead me to believe that something like that is taking place. I haven't seen it.